The term hisbeinenus or hitbonenut is a central term in Teres Chabad, a central term in Chabad teaching when it comes to Avedas HaTfilah, when it comes to the work, the inner work of davening. Hisbeinenus means contemplation. And it's different than hitbonenut or hisbeinenus, which is commonly more associated with Chassidus Breslev. And hisbeinenus effectively means that one secludes themselves in some place, perhaps a forest or some other picturesque area, and talks directly to Hashem and speaks intimately with Hashem as their father. Hisbeinenus is very different. Hisbeinenus does not mean isolation, but rather it means contemplation. And it's an intellectual exercise. But what exactly is the nature of this intellectual exercise? So we see in this sefer about Rav Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, who is one of the leading Chabad Mashpim, or the greatest Chabad Mashpim in the 20th century, that his benenus means intellectual contemplation, but intellectual contemplation in a way that's not just focusing on the idea, but is rather there to generate an experience. And to express this, a person could, in principle, learn 30 memoir of Chassidus. A person could learn a lot of Chassidus. But that's not his benenus, that's limud. His bonus would be to take one given mimer and review it time after time after time. Go over it, let's say, 30 times, 40 times. There's some chassidim would go over mimer 100 times, even 700 times, to the point that one becomes one with the idea of their learning. That they are not learning the idea, but rather the idea is teaching them. The idea has become one with them. His bonus is about learning things in a way that generates a felt experience. The Friedrich Reb would say that his bonus is a lot like looking at some object or looking at a painting, and you look at the painting, look at it closely, and the painting begins to come alive to you. The painting becomes etched into your consciousness. In a similar way, in his bonus, you're going over an idea in Chassidus to the point that it becomes etched in your consciousness. For example, a person can think about Achdus Hashem, about how Hashem is the only thing that really exists, or a person can think about Hashkacha Pratis, about how Hashem manages each detail of our lives. And if you think about the idea over and over and over again, that ultimately leads you to become one with the idea, and that significantly impacts the way that one will daven and the way that one will be. Rosh Chaim Chaim taught that a key way to engage in hisbeinenus is learning the practice of focus. A person first needs to focus, and then once they can focus their mind, they're able to be hisbeinen properly. So for that reason, Rosh Chaim Chaim would tell people to start by practicing to be hisbeinen, to contemplate an idea for 5 minutes, and try very hard during those 5 minutes that no intrusive thoughts would enter their mind. And then once they were successfully capable of thinking about an idea for 5 minutes, he taught them to go on for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, up to a half hour. Shlomo Chaim said that there were people who, back in the day, were misbinding for 6 hours, but by us, if only we'd be able to contemplate and think deeply about an idea for a half hour without any distracting or intrusive thoughts coming in. It's interesting that in the latter half of the 20th century, and certainly the 21st century, now that digital technology has become so distracting in people's lives, that mindfulness, the idea of being able to focus on one idea or focus on one's breathing, has become extremely popular in the West. And it's just interesting to know that Rosh Chaim Chaim was already preaching this gospel of his hisbeinenus, of being able to contemplate and focus on one idea long before, and explaining that that was the intention of the Chabad teachers already for centuries. So what is hisbeinenus? Hisbeinenus is contemplation, contemplating on an idea until the idea becomes alive to a person and they can think about the idea in depth and in a focused manner. And by doing that, that changes one's davening and then allows one's davening to have an impact on one's lived experience, one's mundane life after they finish davening.